Police: disgraced Chicago officer stole $350,000 from elderly woman's safe. By Amy Furr on February 16, 2024. A former Chicago policeman was arrested Wednesday in connection to a $350,000 burglary committed in May at the home of an elderly woman, according to court papers and law enforcement sources. The suspect, identified as Joseph Pecora, who, several years ago, spent time behind bars for intending to distribute marijuana while working as an officer, has been linked to the burglary case via DNA, CWV Chicago reported Thursday. He previously stepped down from his position with the department before going to prison. However, the man has apparently continued his service to the city post-conviction. Municipal payroll records list him as a $101,000 a year asphalt laborer for the Chicago Department of Transportation, the CWV Chicago report stated. The outlet detailed the alleged burglary, which happened around 8 a.m. on May 6 when an individual broke through a basement window of the woman's residence on the 5700 block of West School. The 79-year-old was not at home when the incident happened. The prowler stole about $350,000 in cash from the woman's safe and slipped away, according to CPD, Chicago Police Department, records. But the burglar also left some blood on the woman's basement curtain. Detectives sent it out for DNA analysis, the CWV Chicago article read, adding, according to prosecutors, blood matched Pecora's DNA profile. In 2005, the Chicago Tribune reported that Pecora had been arrested on charges that he planned to sell 50 pounds of pot that was worth about $150,000. Pecora obtained the marijuana from a supplier in Bolingbrook. Police Superintendent Philip Klein said, at the time, "We are disappointed anytime any of our officers have participated in misconduct. We will continue to cooperate with federal authorities until the investigation is complete." According to the recent CWV Chicago article, Judge William Fahey let Pecora loose on electric monitoring after he was charged with residential burglary. Social media users commented on the report, one person writing, "Asphalt laborer, so this is the kind of people they're hiring to fix potholes. It all makes sense now." In August, a Chicago police officer who was previously charged with sexually abusing a minor faced more charges in a case involving more victims, according to Breitbart News. According to the recent CWV Chicago article, Judge William Fahey let Pecora loose on electric monitoring after he was charged with residential burglary. Social media users commented on the recent report. One person writing, "Asphalt laborer, so this is the kind of people they're hiring to fix potholes. It all makes sense now." In August, a Chicago police officer who was previously charged with sexually abusing a minor was facing more charges in a case involving more victims, according to Breitbart News.